We're talking with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, the USDA came out with its monthly WASDE report today. What did that report have to tell us?
Well, when we looked at the old crop ending stocks, our wheat was left unchanged from last month. Trade expected a higher one. We look at the new crop, and we saw ending stocks also come in maybe lower than what the trade was looking for. We look at production estimates come in. They were also on the lower side. And when you look at individual states, Kansas was estimated very close to where the tour was in Kansas. Oklahoma, about 4 million less than what the Oklahoma tour had. And most people feel those numbers are high considering the weather since then. But yet we saw a wheat market that had severe downside today, 12 to 13 cents to the downside. When you look at old crop corn, we saw it come in 185 million less than what the trade was looking for, way below even the lowest guess, which is very positive for the corn. But old crop corn took a hit today as they looked at new crop corn ending stocks coming in higher than what the trade was looking for, even though it was not that high of a number overall at 1.726 billion bushels. But that also caused big pressure in our corn markets as we was down 9 in old crop and almost 13 cents in new crop. As far as the soybeans, their old crop ending stocks came in 5 million lower than last month, and we did see an increase in the new crop ending stocks, mainly because we're going to see record acreage this year. But we managed to see soybeans have a nice bounce to the upside, 17.5 cents in July, and new crop was up 2.25. Little confusion out there about some of these numbers and how the market reacted, but we've got a whole new week next week, and that might give us new insight to these markets.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities.